Hello everyone, this is your host Ruba, and I'm back with another episode of Once a Mother, Always a Mother. Today's episode is on demand of a lot of women out there that wanted to speak about this topic in particular. And it involves speaking about the importance of the postpartum recovery time. So without further ado, let's get started. How many of you, after delivering the first baby, or the second baby, or the third baby, had that, oh my God, period of time where everything has changed so drastically? Your body was pregnant before, and now the baby's not in your body anymore, but there is soreness, there is fatigue, there is a lot of stress, a lot of weird feelings and sensation in your body where you don't know really how to manage, especially after the first delivery, let's say, because the second delivery and third delivery and so on are deliveries that you somehow can predict. Not all of them are the same, but you know to some extent what to expect. But the first delivery, especially after the delivery, it's a lot of things that you cannot predict. So how the delivery is going to be, what the labor is going, how long the labor is going to be, what kind of delivery, so the normal delivery, natural delivery, or C-section, complications, and so on. But in all these unpredictable factors and question mark of what is going to be like, there is one thing that you somehow can predict and can plan ahead, and that's the postpartum recovery time. So once the baby is there, you're in the hospital, and now what? That period of time, you know that there are those 6 weeks of resting time after the delivery. So this is a very, very important, delicate time. Everybody gives more importance to the time of pregnancy and not as much to the postpartum time, unfortunately. But that time is actually as important, if not even more, because of certain things, certain factors. In fact, that period of time is the recovery time from healing, from all the delivery complications, the pregnancy complications. For example, the uterus is still contracting because it has to go back in place in returning to the size that was before. So there is still pain, there is still soreness. Your body, your feet, for example, might be still very, very sore, and you still feel pain everywhere. And you're also very likely to, or exposed to, a lot of bacteria and viruses. So you can get a lot. And some of the conditions that if you can risk your body to have some condition that can last for a long time, or even a lifetime period. Some issue on your back, some issues with your pelvis, a lot of other things. So that said, in few words, you need to be very careful. And it's recommended to do the minimum required work. What is your work actually after you have delivered the baby? You need to take care of the baby, right? But in certain places, and I would actually mention Pakistan, because as you can see from my name, I am originally from Pakistan, and both Pakistani culture is quite a different one from the European one. In fact, there is this postpartum confinement period. So there is this 40 days resting period after the baby is born. So the mother is staying home and she's doing the minimum required, which is just taking rest, breastfeeding, and a lot of skin-to-skin time, bonding time with the baby. And she's being pampered from the people around her. So there is a lot of help, a lot of support from other people that are cleaning the baby, bathing the baby, staying up sometimes at night with the baby while the mother is sleeping, and so on. So the mother is being pampered. She gets a lot of different massage for the body, rest time, which is crucial. Basically, the resting time is one of the hardest and to achieve in our societies, and it's the most important also. Here I would actually give you the importance of having a midwife or somebody, a health visitor that comes to help you and to give you all the information you require after delivery to heal from all this postpartum period. So my midwife, which basically was my midwife for the second baby. For the first pregnancy and the first baby, I did not have one, and I really regret that part because I had a lot of issues. Unfortunately, having the second time delivering a midwife, that was really a blessing, and it helped me so much. I remember she spoke about this 5 days rule. So what is this 5 days rule? It's basically 5 days in bed, 5 days on the bed, and 5 days around the bed. Basically, it's like 15 days while where the mother is just staying around the bed. So she's resting most of the times. She's getting out of the bed, and all maybe she starts doing a bit of sitting, walking around, and doing something. But still, it's a lot about the idea of resting. Rest as much as you can. Heal by resting, have a lot of bonding time, skin to skin time, and that's also very beneficial for the baby. A lot of babies also have some complication after being born and so on, but the bonding and skin to skin is so beneficial for the kids, for the baby as well. So, you know, there is a lot of data out there for this, and it's a pity if a mother is not able to give that to the baby and is not able to also feel good in her skin after delivery. I understand that in our societies, in modern societies, American, European societies, it's hard because of different rules, maternal leave from work, and that is very limited sometimes. It is complicated. A lot of mothers, after a few days delivering, they go back to work, or they're starting from home, working part-time and so on. That is a bit of the complication here. Still, there is a lot we can do. In fact, our partners, our husbands, can intervene and help us to, you know, to feel a bit more rested and get that. In Switzerland, for example, there is this 10 days parental leave for fathers after the baby is there. And if you accumulate those 10 days, so 5 days each week, plus weekends, it's about 16 days off. And those 16 days off of a father is so beneficial towards the mother of the baby, if obviously taken with that purpose. And I would really recommend all the fathers out there, please don't take those 10 days or whatever time period is given by law to you as a paternal leave in doing other things or having other holidays, because this is crucial. Really, if you do that, it will really make a huge difference in your own family, so your wife and your kids, your partner and your kids, and your overall family wellness, well-being. So if you consider those 16 days and that period of time of 5 days rule, it's a perfect match. And even if you don't have that parental leave, try to work around somehow to have those 2 weeks of days off from work when the baby's there, or have some support for those 10, 15 days after the delivery time. And just help your wives do most of the work. Try and give lower that load on her, which is going to fall on her shoulder as soon as she's back from the hospital. And unfortunately, again, it seems like by doing that, it's still a favor that you would do to those women who have delivered. But it's not like this. Why would it be a favor? Because it seems like it's expected that once the baby is there, once the woman has delivered, the job is done. So now go back to your routine, do everything that you were doing before, plus the baby, plus breastfeeding, plus your job, plus it's a lot. And plus heal meanwhile, you are also doing all these things. This is too much. It is too much. He's actually expecting too much from this woman. So you understand that it shouldn't be expected that she would do all of that. It should be expected the other way around, that people would help her to recover, to feel better, to be back on her 100%. And then once she's ready to slowly, not all in a go, slowly take back all the tasks that she had and readjust to this new life, obviously. Even not just after the first baby, also the second baby is another challenge. So that said, there is a lot that can be done to support these women, to help them throughout this time. And when I was talking about this postpartum confinement period of time, where some of the other cultures, also in Middle East, in Egypt and other countries like this, have this this tradition to have those 40 days resting period for women, that is also custom in a way that it helps women not to feel shame about resting, about just leaving all the chores out in their routine and just being around the bed, because they shouldn't feel ashamed of having given birth to a new life, and also risking her own life and health for that. So she has all the rights to recover, to feel better, to rest, to heal, and go back to her level best of well-being and health, right? So this should be a right she has. So that's why this tradition we have in these countries, it's something that helps them to not feel guilty about it. And unfortunately, in our societies, in the modern societies where these cultures are not the same, it's the opposite thing. It feels like women would feel very, very shame not to be able to do all the things or go back to work as they should, and so on, and that's sad, because it again, for who has also followed my second episode speaking about the stress, it increases the stress, and it's a negative stress that can have a lot of other implication on your health, and not even extended to your health, but also to the well-being in the family. The couple, so the husband and wife, may have a lot of issues after that, because if the mother, after delivering, so the wife is not healed properly, she's carrying a lot of issues that are long-lasting, even after that period of 6 weeks after delivering, and it's going for months and months and months on. She might have a lot of issues that are going to be translated also into the relationship. And we spoke about the postpartum depression. That is also something that is a consequence of not being able to rest and feel better. So all these things have some consequences, some negative consequences also in the family, in the society, and so on. So that's so important. I cannot stress enough by explaining how important it is for a mother to rest, to not feel guilty, so not be stressed, not physically, not mentally, especially to this time period of healing period after the delivery time. And I feel like it's very important to speak about it, because it's taken for granted, and it's important that every person is aware of the severity of the consequences of not resting, of not healing properly, and not doing the required things that need to be done during that period of time. So we need support. We really need support and understanding. And that starts with really small things. For example, even after delivering, we know the first thing that happens once the baby is born, there are visitors. There are a lot of people coming to visit. The first are the families. And to some extent for a woman is comfortable to be around maybe her own mother, her own sister or sibling, and some people that she's very close to. But then also the in-laws come, and then some extended families come, and then some friends and so on. A lot of people come that maybe it becomes a bit too much. So keeping in mind that a mother is trying to heal, she's trying to rest, so she needs to sleep a lot, she needs to take a rest. So being there all the time, ready to have visitors, attending those people, trying to just also responding to messages and phone calls, or again attending these people while you're trying to breastfeed, maybe it's also not comfortable to have people around. So there are a lot of things that are ongoing, and I feel like it's still not spoken about enough, how important it is to give that space. There is a trade-off between celebrating the newborn, which is obviously on everybody's mind, and also the mother's mind, that wow, I have a baby, so I want the world to know, I want the world to come and see my baby and to celebrate with us. But you can send gifts, you can send messages, you can ask or go through the partner and the husband to see if it's possible to come and see, maybe come and visit for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, stay there for a bit and then leave. Don't just stay there for days, you know, the whole afternoon, or just be there and be with the baby for hours. This sometimes is something that a lot of women are complaining about in silence, because it's always a formality, not being able to also tell sometimes the in-laws, sometimes some friends, that, you know, I need to recover, I'm not really at my best, I don't look my best, and I don't even want to see you for too long, and I want to just go back to sleep, or I just need to breastfeed, and I need that my privacy here, I don't want people around. So this is where I believe husbands, partners can do a better work, a better job here. So they're the filter, they should be the ones that, you know, according to what the mother and the wife feels like, will do, will say to all the other people. So again, it's all about supporting, it's about understanding how delicate that period of time is, and making sure that it's a pleasant time, and the mother can enjoy the arrival of the baby, and she's not so stressed and worried about how she's feeling and how the recovery is going to be like. So I hope that this episode was useful for everybody, and I have a question. Well, what is that you're going to do after hearing all this different information about how important this period is? Was there any aha moment for you? Is this something that tomorrow, in your future, or in the past you wanted to do and you wish you had, or in the future you would like to do? I really want to hear from you. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'll be back next week with a new episode of Once a Mother and Always Will Be a Mother. Well, if you haven't already, please follow my channel. Share as much as you can to help more people accessing to this information. And please comment, send me messages, send me emails on the email address, and follow me on my Instagram page. Once a Mother, Always a Mother. I really want to hear from you. I really want to hear more people, if they can also relate to this topic, to this information, to this period of time of hardship that women go through. And I will be back next week with another episode of Once a Mother, Always a Mother. And till then, guys, take care and ciao.